Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the CWG on Country and Territory Names as TLDs on the 21st of September 2015. On the call today, we have Mary Udama, Heather Forrest, Maxim Elzoba, Ann Beth Lang, Ron Sherwood, Paul Zeidler, Mirja Tafik, Karen Persett, Laura Hutchison, Joke Brakin, Jeff Ackerhaus, Colin O'Brien, Jordy Ipacari, Olga Cavalli, and Cheryl Langdon Orr will be joining us in a moment. We have apologies from Carlos Raul Gutierrez and Sana Salman. From staff, we have Natalie Peregrine, Bart Boswinkle, and myself, Terry Agnew, as well as Marika Konings. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And it looks like Jacqueline Morris has just joined us as well. I'll now turn it back over to you, Ann Beth.
Thank you very much. Since Carlos are not able to attend and Paul and Heather is they are on a place of work that's very early in the morning, I will try to lead you through today's call. And it's very nice that so many people have joined us on different hours around the world. So we start with the agenda and go through the point one with the start with the review of the Strawman paper. That is the options paper, and what the version you have been sent, I think it's the version of 18th September, but on the screen you will see a version 21st of September that Bart has added some extra material in that one, so we'll come to that in a minute. And as he wrote in the mail when he sent it out, the major changes from the last time we discussed the options paper are the following. There is a new text on the role of the ISO 3168 proposed by JAP, which can be found on page 6 in the document. We have a suggestion, as discussed previously, to turn definition section into a glossary that will evolve over time. And then it's several areas that need to be completed now regarding the two-letter codes. And as for these two-letter codes, these have been discussed earlier, and we have reached a preliminary recommendation based on the different options presented earlier. And the text is included here in the Strawman paper showed on the screen. And it will be sent out after the call. So, Bart, could you please go through this and elaborate a little?
Yes, I will. Let me, to be on the safe side, I'll scroll through it. I hope you all can see it. I can increase the size a little bit. See if that is any better. Yeah.
Cheryl, just to let you know, I have no internet, so I can't join the Adobe Connect room. I am without all communication other than a phone, which is very distressing, so I apologize.
Oh, dear.
Hi, Cheryl.
Now, to be fair and to be on the safe side, please note there is one major difference between the 18th September and the 8th of August version. The 8th of August version used the old... the old structure of the Strawman paper. What I've been using for the 18th of September one was the adjusted structure as discussed. So there are major... So that's why you see, say, the formative years, and you can see it in the title of the headings. So you can see it in the formative years, etc. In this version, the major changes are marked yellow in order to avoid the track changes, because there were too many, and I assume they were all adopted. So the major change is now in, the note regarding to the formative years and the introductory. This was a comment as that the overview is not intended to be a complete history of what happened. It's only related to what is the working group considered relevant with regard to the use of country and territory names. So moving forward, I'm going to page 6 now, and this is where you can see the major difference. In as far as I understood, the working group agreed to use a special section in the start including text frame sections where there would be an opportunity to explain clearly, for example, what is the role, in this case, what is the role of the ISO 3166 maintenance agency, and without putting it in the main text of the Strawman itself. So it's for the record, it's a very factual language, and it doesn't fit into the flow of the text itself. So, and it's also to highlight the relevant section itself. So, Jaap Akkerhuis, as he's the ICANN appointed member on the ISO 3166 maintenance agency, has kindly developed the language that you see here now. It took some time, but say in this version it's included. Take your time to read it. If you have any questions, please send it to the list, and we'll use we collate all the questions, etc., to run it through, say, on the next meeting. So this is the language on how new entries are included in the ISO 3166 standard as a starting point, and how the maintenance, and a little bit on the role of the maintenance agency and say the guidelines they've been using and to provide guidance to it. So because this is an area of a lot of which is not very well known, we agreed to include this part in the options paper and in the historical overview, so the reader will have an understanding what it means. So that's the section that is marked now, yellow. Moving forward, there are still some areas that need to be included, and Lars and I agreed to try to work on this and update this in the, for the next version. So that's for the next, and before the next call. And we need to align this again with the 8th of August Strawman. Update the NXA, it's now included. And let me move forward to what Annabeth was alluding to, that is the bit on methodology. Oh yeah, this is definitions, it's now will be called glossary. Probably it has to be moved out and either put it at the end or at the starting of the document. As you may recall, during the BA meeting, when we had the face-to-face meeting, we had an extensive discussion on whether or not to develop definitions, and it was, as Annabeth said, agreed by the working group that the this would turn into a glossary, and that would evolve over time in parallel with the text of the Strawman and the decisions of the working group. So moving forward, this is what you see reflected here. Moving forward, the framework needs to be updated. And what is now included is the section on, let me scroll down, discussion section on the two letter codes and the preliminary recommendations on the two letter codes, and that was included in the 8th of August version. And then we move on, say, Annex A is what was originally in the text on the recommendations of the, I think it was called the Reserve Names Group of the new GTLD process.
Mm-hmm.
These are the major changes. So going back to you, handing back over to you, Annabeth.
Thank you, Bart. That made it some clearer. So if you in the working group have some comments or questions to any of this, it would be great to either have them now or in writing to the list, so we can try to do it even better for the next telephone call we're going to have before we meet in Dublin. So any questions before we go on to the next issue on the agenda?
Annabeth, Heather has her hand up.
Yeah, okay, Heather. It's difficult to see you, so please help me. Yes. Good morning, Heather.
Thank you very much. You've done a fantastic job. Don't be silly. So one quick comment. I would like to read through the amendments in detail, so I won't give any detailed comments at this point. But I would suggest that what we do, I'm conscious that this document will be used by others after us, long after our CWG is done with its work and we go back to doing whatever it is that we do, albeit that seems like a very long way away. There will be a time when we are not together as a group. And with that in mind, I think the information that Jaap has suggested is very, very helpful. I would like to have some way in the document to attribute either the source of the information or how this information came to be gathered, even if it doesn't name a particular individual. I think that's fine. It's just that it would be nice for others who pick up this this document further down to be able to say, you know, this information came from a reliable source, and here's how this information was generated. Thank you.
Yeah. Can I support? Thank you, Heather. I totally agree on that, and it's very important to get in the report what is real facts and what we have discussed and what we are our results. That's something else. So Jeff has been doing a very good job for us, and it's very helpful to make everybody understand what's the background of what we're discussing. So thank you, Jeff, and I totally agree with you, Heather. Anybody else have any comments? It's very difficult to see who's raising their hand, so I'll try to scroll here.
Annabeth, I haven't got my hand in because I'm not there, but I just want to agree with Heather's comments and your support on the attributions, particularly from expertise like...
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you. So, okay, shall we go on to the next issue on the agenda? That is the status of the questionnaires or the request for input on three-letter codes, which is the area we're trying to find a solution for at the moment. They have been presented with the different options we have talked about and asked specific questions. What we do know about the status is that Heather and Carlos, please correct me, Heather, if I'm saying something wrong here, the co-chairs for the GNSO in the working group have sent it to the council, which again has forwarded it to the different stakeholder groups in the GNSO community. There will be no answer directly from the council, but hopefully reactions from several stakeholder groups. Is this correct, Heather?
It is, Annabeth, 100%.
Good. As for the CCNSO, the council will receive a written explanation from Paul Schindler on the issue in addition to the request that has been sent to the Chair, Byron Holland, so that the Council is prepared for the discussions in Dublin. Paul Schindler and I will present the issue and run through the survey on the members' meeting on Tuesday in Dublin and encourage the members to engage. So as for the GAC, Olga, and perhaps you could talk a little, but what I have heard is that Thomas Schneider, the GAC chair, has received the request, but I haven't heard anything about reactions. Do you know if the members of the GAC have been asked to give some comments?
I think that Thomas has received the information.
Olga, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good. Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I can hear you not very well. I think that you're asking about the three-letter codes that you sent a questioner. Is that the question?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I haven't seen it circulated in the GAC list so far, but maybe I can check with Thomas and with the GAC secretariat. I am not sure. Do you know when
yeah.
you sent
it? Lars, you there? You have sent it to all the chairs of the SOs and ACs, haven't you? Lars?
I think we're missing him today, Annabeth.
Yeah, Lars is not on
okay,
the call. He's
okay.
in transit.
Oh, he's not. Okay. Yeah. I think he has done that. I think
Annabeth,
he has sent
Annabeth.
It to all the... Yeah?
It was sent on the
yes?
same date as to all the others, to, like, for example, Byron. I think so that was
yeah.
early September.
Yeah.
Can,
okay.
can yeah. Sure then it's... Can I confirm ALAC has got it, and in fact ALAC has assigned a pen holder from the Asia Pacific region to work with me, and the questions have gone out or are about to go out. We've got a wiki page for comments to come in, but you will be getting a response from the ALAC, and in fact Maureen, who's going to be pen holder on this for us, has recently sent me a draft email to go to all of our regional leaderships and all of the at-large structures with a sort of a sanitised, simple question version of the questions and linking them back to the page. So hopefully we'll get some decent feedback there as well. And when I leave the property and get some 3G so I can at least use my mobile phone to connect to the internet, I'll be approving that text for Maureen to send out later today. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's Annabeth again. And I see that Jack has noted in the chat that the SAC have got the email as well. So if members from the stakeholder groups... yes? Olga?
To resend the email to me because I don't have it in my inbox and
yes.
many other
yes, I'm not sure you have to get it.
Yeah, sure.
We will make sure that you get it directly.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. So we are trying to find a way to work to include the community, to ask for their guidance on these sensitive questions, at least to take a pulse out there. However, what we realize is that in the cross-community working group, we have the extra problem with the different communities having different ways of working. And this will inevitably set the pace. So this actually means that we will not have input from all communities until after Dublin at the best. So before we proceed with the next issue on the agenda, Olga, you have raised a question on the email list.
Annabeth?
About,
Annabeth.
Yes? Yes?
Annabeth, I think there are two hands up relating to, before we move on to the next topic.
Good. I'm so happy that you tell me that. It's so difficult to follow it.
Yeah,
yes, I see. Jaap?
The first person is Jaap, yeah.
Yes, and then it's Corinne.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Hi,
there was an ESSEC meeting last week and where the letter actually came on the agenda, and I explained the background of it, and since I was there anyway. And the plan is that there won't be a direct answer to the survey questions, but there will be an official reaction stating that ASEC is following the discussion and is very interested in about what comes out of it, and are happy to give advice.
Okay, thank you very much. Karin?
Yes, hello. I just wanted to say that the GAC has not yet received the paper, but the GAC chair did and was going to raise it with the vice chairs, but other things happened. But it should take place very soon. The GAC should receive it.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much, Corinne. It's done with you. Olga, could I just ask you about the email you sent to the list today? When you refer to something that should have been sent to the LAC-RELO list, email list, since Carlos is not attending this call, I don't actually know what Carlos has to say about this, only that what he has said is that he has given some background on the working group and the cooperation between the working group and the GAC in sorting out the different but somewhat coinciding scopes. So in the letter from the GNSO and CCNSO chairs, it is not said that the GAC has made another proposal against it. There seems to be a kind of misunderstanding here that Carlos has to sort out with you. Is that okay?
Well, thank you, Annabeth, for the opportunity. Just for you to know that the email from one of the co-chairs of this working group, cross-community working group, has been sent to the whole regional RALO list. And I have translated the statement of Mr. Carlos Gutierrez into this list. He says that the GAC has made another proposal against this working group with a broader definition. If I am not mistaken, the GAC working group was defined and established before this cross-community working group. We started after the Durban meeting in 2012. And that the GAC has neglected consistently its participation in this group. This is not true. You know that I have made efforts to participate. You know, for some reason, other members of the GAC don't participate. And, I mean, you cannot force people to participate in a working group, but I've been following up. And also he says that we don't know also much about the GAC about this issue. This is absolutely not true because the members, the co-chairs of the working group were invited to the open session we did in Singapore. He himself was seated in the table when we did open all the documents for community comments. So honestly, these comments have struck me very much. I would like to know if this is the sense of the other co-chairs and of the group, and if not, please, an email explaining this should be sent to the RALO list. Also, he says that this has happened in spite of the fact that it's led by Argentina. What does it mean? What does it mean? There are 30 countries in the working group. I am the chair, only the chair. So what does this statement mean? What I have done is including this is an open list, so you can check the full content. Unfortunately, it's in Spanish, but you can check also if my translation is fair. Spanish is my first language, my mother tongue. So I think that the cross-community working group chairs, co-chairs, should make a clarification into the regional at-large RALO list explaining that these affirmations are not exact and are not true. And the reference about Argentina not informing and not doing all the things that are said in the email list should be clarified as soon as possible, please. And I would like to know the sense from the whole group, other co-chairs, if you agree with this statement made by one of the co-chairs.
If I may, not as a co-chair, but as someone who is a little bit experienced with the lists, including the LAC-RALO list, Cheryl, for the record, I don't know whether Carlos wrote in English or wrote in Spanish, but I do know that the automatic translations between the English to Spanish and Spanish to English, which do occur on that list, are a constant source of amusement to even me with my limited language skills because of the garbled text which frequently comes out. So I think it's something that needs to be sorted out on the list. I certainly think that Olga and Carlos need to clarify exactly what is fact and what is either intended or misintended text error. And that needs to be done, you know, on the list and perhaps with the assistance of the regional staff for that. I'm not quite so convinced that it's a matter for our working group. If there's issues, and I believe there are issues that need to be clarified here, Olga, don't get me wrong, I'd be infuriated if I saw that text and it was to something that I was representing. It needs to be sorted out, but unless it's sorted out on the Lac Ralo list, then a piece of input from the co-chairs to that list won't have as much impact as I think a proper clarification, discussion, and if needs be, debate and retraction would happen. And I think Carlos does need to respond to Olga. But I would also remind both Carlos and Olga, as well as clear for us, that if any automatic translation has occurred, it is beyond fraught with danger because it usually and far too frequently in the past has produced gobbledygook. So I think we need to take it from a technical check point of view as well as an intended text and commentary point of view. Let me also assure you that having read Olga's copy to our list, there is factual inaccuracy right at the beginning as to what the ALAC is calling for. The ALAC was not calling for additional people to join our group. Far from it. The ALAC was calling for people to contribute to the discussion, debate and input that the ALAC is putting together on the question that we have out on three-letter codes. So there is misquote even on the intention of the ALAC. Alan's letter in email is very clear because he sent the draft to me in English and I approved that draft before it went out. And it says, Cheryl has been the person on this working group, she would like to have another pen holder and other input to put together the responses to the questions on three-letter country codes. So even that part of the text from Carlos is garbled. So let's sort that out, but I would strongly encourage that it is done with the list admin and the at-large staff. And not necessarily to try and in any way suggest that this sort of attitude is being held by the co-chairs or indeed the rest of this working group. Thanks.
It's Annabeth here again. Olga, do you want to respond? I think you have your hand up.
Yes. Thank you, Cheryl. I know that English is my second language, but I think I can manage. Also, Spanish is my mother tongue. So I know what Carlos meant in that email. You can check the full email in the list that I have included the link. But I understand your point. Just to clarify that. And also, I think it's an issue of the whole working group because an email, a letter has been sent to our chair about why the GAC is not so much involved. So I think it is somehow something that is an interest of the whole group. So this is why I brought this this issue. And in spite of the fact that you mentioned that this is because the three-letter codes question or questionnaire, he is referring specifically to the role of the GAC and the role of Argentina in leading a working group within the GAC. So, and I do speak English. It's my second language.
I'm not suggesting, Olga, Cheryl here, I wasn't suggesting that your interpretation was in any way, shape or form wrong. I was saying that the lists are notorious in Lacrallo for garbling things and it needs to be checked. I also said that there is patent incorrectness in what is in that text, even to what the regions are being asked to do. So I am agreeing with you that it needs to be sorted out. I just think it is a Lacrallo list issue that needs to be sorted out on that list as much as anything else. Now, if the co-chairs want to write a letter to the list, fine. But there is more that needs to be sorted out within the region, I would suggest, as well.
If I may, his email is sent as a co-chair of this working group. This is why I send this information to the mailing list.
Understood.
Of the working group. I'm stopping here because we don't have to spend too much time on this.
No. And this is Annabeth again, Olga. I think that it is some kind of misunderstanding here because, and you are talking a little of two different things, because this has nothing to do with the three-letter codes questionnaire. This has to do with the wish to have a closer relationship between the working group of the GAC and our working group on the part that has to do with the country and territory names. But I really think that Carlos and Olga, you have to sort this out, and it's a little unfortunate that Carlos is not here today. But I do think that it's a kind of misunderstanding here. So should we just let it lie there until you and Carlos have sorted this out and find out how to deal with it? Would that be satisfying?
Annabeth?
Yes?
Before you can run, it's Karine and Heather have the hand up.
I'm not sure they have been up all the time. Do you want it again, or is it forgotten to take down again?
Sorry, old hand.
Heather? Old
hand. Mine has new hand, Annabeth.
You're on you. Okay, Heather. Come on.
Thank you. Look, I agree, Annabeth. I think it's there's no reason to belabor the point here. For many of us, this is a first-time issue. I haven't spoken to Carlos about this, Carlos is traveling.
Yeah,
I'm not on the Lacrallo list. Yeah. My Spanish is no longer good enough to read the communication in its original language. But I will say this. I do think, from my point of view, it is true to say that the GAC as a whole is not so much involved, although you reacted to that in a negative or surprised way. And it is the case that we haven't had very many GAC members participate. As you point out, there are many reasons for that, IANA transition and other things. However, I personally have viewed for a very long time that it's unfortunate that we don't have more GAC participants. Our wish is not simply that you participate as a representative for others, be it the working group or the GAC as a whole, but as you say, we can't force members of any SO or AC to participate. So I do think that that's a truth, a factual statement. We have not had very many GAC members participate in their individual capacity, and I think that's unfortunate because the spirit of this working group has always been to be open and to welcome others. The second point that you raise is that we're not aware of GAC activity, the GAC working group activity. And again, I think there's an element of truth to that. We have completely different working methods, And you pointed out that while there have been opportunities to attend public sessions in face-to-face meetings, that's not the same in participating in these calls, participating in the actual work that happens of these groups. And it's just a fact of life that GAC work happens behind closed doors in working groups that are not open to the public, whereas our meetings, to the extent that you sent a list or a request to Bardo or Lars, you'd be added to the list and you'd be able to participate in these calls. So I don't see a blatant factual inaccuracy in saying that there isn't a complete transparency in what happens in meetings, because there isn't. I wouldn't say there's complete transparency necessarily for the GAC in our meetings, because individual GAC members haven't participated in the way that we would have hoped, and we, of course, can't participate in the GAC working group. And given that you're the only member of the GAC working group that we've interacted with, I think it's natural that we associate the working group with you. We understand that you're the chair. I do recall having asked in a previous face-to-face meeting, it might have been Buenos Aires, I'm not sure, who the other members of the working group were, and I believe you named one or two, but it's still not clear to me personally who the various members of the working group are within the GAC. That may simply be a communication breakdown. That may be that that information is available and hasn't been I haven't heard or I've misunderstood. So I suspect that, as Annabeth says, this is a misunderstanding. I personally see elements of truth in what's been said, but perhaps I don't understand the linguistic clarifications of things, the way that things have been articulated. I do think, and of course it is the purpose of the letter that Annabeth has mentioned, between Jonathan Robinson as chair of the GNSO and Byron Holland as chair of the CCNSO, to encourage more work and better, clearer lines of communication between our groups. It has been a topic of extensive discussion within the GNSO that there are these different working methods in the GAC, and what happens in a GAC working group is not in the same process as what happens, for example, in the CWG, and how do we deal with that? And of course, the GNSO is in the middle of developing strategies for engaging with the GAC. So I think that's a more general initiative. I don't mean to push this out any further. However, I did think it was important to offer that clarification in relation to what's been said. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. I see that Paul has his hand up as well. Paul, do you want to comment?
Yes, and I'll keep it very brief, because otherwise we'll lose the entirety of the call, and I do have to get off at the top of the hour. I'll try and dust off my diplomacy skills, which have atrophied considerably, but the point I'd like to make is that Olga raises a valid issue. She has that there is, or at least appears to be, some confusion, possible misrepresentation, possible misunderstanding. We simply don't know. I apologize, Olga, I can't comment on what Carlos has said until at least I've heard from Carlos as well. But I do understand where your concerns come from. Whether there are some factual accuracies and some inaccuracies, then, well, that does need to be resolved. So while I don't propose it necessarily become a one-on-one between you type thing, I think the co-chairs should be, if you can continue the discussion with Carlos, but leave us as co-chairs on the communication, so that we can then come forward with our views. We can get something sorted out, and we need not take any longer of the call today, but other than to note that it's noted, and we'll follow it up after the call.
Thank you, Paul, and I totally agree with you. We will sort this out. So should we continue with the next issue on the agenda? The next item is discussion of the status of pre-letter codes. What is the status today? How are they treated? And it would be useful if the staff could prepare a discussion paper before the next conference call on the current practice and rules for how three-letter strings are treated. By reading earlier transcripts, there seemed to be a lot of confusion out there. How have they been treated historically? How were they treated in the first round of GTLDs? The rules set out in the applicant guidebook at CIBRA. Will that be possible for the staff to do until the next meeting? What?
We'll try. We have something called the Dublin meeting upcoming, but we'll do our best.
And if we can't have it to the next, we will can discuss it in Dublin. So that's fine. So, and that leads us to the next item, the progress report for Dublin. There is planned another conference call before Dublin, but we'll see how that turns out, if we have something new to discuss before Dublin. if we have input on the questions asked today, I hope they can be included. And the more of the options paper we can tickle and not use the time to discuss, the better. So that does not mean that we cannot come back to it when we are through with the elements and our mandate, but to have any progress, we have to move forward. Is it possible to prepare a new progress report before Dublin? Since we have a face-to-face meeting in Dublin on Monday the 19th, is it 12:30, Bart, do you remember?
Excuse me. I think it's 11:30, but I'm not sure. What I'll do is I'll send an email to the list tomorrow morning my time to confirm the timing of the meeting in Dublin.
Marika says 11:30 here. Thank you, Marika. So, okay. So will we have a new progress report to discuss in Dublin? Hello?
Sorry, did you ask?
So,
yeah, I'm switching between taking notes and answering your question.
Sure, I understand. You've already written it down. Progress report to Dublin. That's fine. So we're through with the agenda now. So does anyone have any comments to what we have discussed today? Anything to add?
Annabeth, it's Paul here, if I just may add a quick one.
Sure. Sure.
My only point is to highlight the importance to everyone of the way I see it, at least, and I'm not necessarily speaking for the other co-chairs, but at least myself, that we've got the two elements of work, so that the background information that Annabeth's talking about too, so we understand the status quo of three-letter codes. As ever, that is a very important foundation, because everybody's got to have a good understanding of where we're at before we start wandering off into our deliberations. We've got to start from the same point. So that's why I think that one is absolutely critical. Progress report, that's more of a secondary thing from my perspective, in as much as anybody who's followed, it's nice to take stock as we move along, but anybody who's been following the group, you know, or certainly within the group, knows where we are. So it's a secondary sort of reporting mechanism. Given that we're out with the community at the moment and we have asked for input, there's a possibility that the stuff we get back might be a little bit, could be garbled, or it could have some misunderstanding. So that's why I think it's absolutely essential that we get the background and the status quo sorted out as soon as possible. Because I think that will very much influence some of the response we could get survey-wise. Questionnaire-wise.
Yeah. It's Annabeth here. Yes, I totally agree that if you read the transcripts and read them through the teleconferences we've had, you see that it's a lot of opinions or some what we think is the background out there that differs a lot from one person to another. So I think it's really important to find out what has been happening, what have we been doing, what are we doing today before we move on.
That'll certainly help our regions.
And one thing is us, but it's a lot of other people out there, and when we ask the community for input, it's even more important to have the facts on the table so they know what they are answering. So anyone else have to comment on what we have been discussing today?
No, but if there's anything on the list, I don't know when I'll be getting internet back on, so I'll be limited to when I'm on property. Apologise for that. And if possible, before you disconnect, Bart, could you just hang in this call for a moment and have a brief word with me on another matter?
Yes, I will.
Okay, then thank you very much, everyone, for attending, and I really encourage you to talk to your other community members and try to give us as much as possible on this related code so we know what to do next. So thank you very much. And for those of you in Australia, have a nice day. And for the others on the Northern Hemisphere, good night.
Thanks,
talk to you next time.
Thanks, Annabeth.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Annabeth. Bye-bye.